Well, good afternoon, y'all. Welcome to Brad's Vinyl. I'm Brad of the Bone. And Brad's Vinyl is a eclectic collection of vinyl LPs that I've owned for many years, ranging from classic rock, acid rock, folk rock, progressive rock, rockabilly, new age, new wave, punk. As I burn them to digital for y'all to enjoy out there. Got some guitars going in the background. Today we're going to be featuring the sixth studio LP from Canadian rock band Rush. That's right, Rush Hemispheres. 1978. That's right, we're going way back to 1978 on Anthem Records. Featuring, tracks such as Cygnus X1 Book 2 Hemispheres. Actually the sequel, which is actually the sequel to their Cygnus X1 Book 1, which came out on a Farewell to Kings, the LP before this one. So, yeah, how about that, a sequel? And a number of other tracks. Anyways, this entire first side of this LP is one long track. Cygnus X1 Book 2, Hemispheres, 18 minutes long. All lyrics by Neil Peart, with music composed by Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson. That's right. Lee, Lifeson, and Peart, still the same band in 1978. Alex Lifeson on electric and acoustic guitars. Little synthesizer as well, Moog Taurus pedals. Neil Peart, your drummer, of course. And Geddy Lee, with the infamous Geddy Lee vocals, bass guitar, and some Moog synthesizers as well in there. Yeah. So, let's see. Reaching number 14 in Canada, this LP. Not bad, not bad. And, let's head on into the A side right now of Hemispheres by Rush right here on Brad's Vinyl. We'll be right back.
With the heart and mind united in a single
profound, mind-numbing, bizarre science fiction. Call it what you will. This story of the battle. Greek mythology involved in there. I'm Brad of the Bone. You just finished up the A-side of the sixth studio LP by Rush. Hemispheres. Yeah, Cygnus X1 Book 2, that was the sequel to their Farewell to Kings track, Hemispheres. Cygnus X1 Book 1. And a very long track. Interesting, creative, great lyrics. Oh, gosh, what else? It starts out, it sounds like marching music. Actually, marching music, and then we go into the battle of the heart and the mind. Apollo is mentioned in there. Apollo, the bringer of wisdom, bringing truth and understanding and delighting the people as they build their cities and converse among the wise until suddenly the streets fall silent and they think something's wrong. So, and they go in a quest to find out what they lost, and they've discovered Dionysus, the bringer of love, to bring, laughter, music, and joy, and so on and so forth. And they abandon the cities, and they go out and they play and dance till winter comes. Yeah, totally unprepared. So, yeah, interesting. And then, of course, you have the Armageddon section. That's the fourth movement of that track on side one. And simulated battles as the spaceship Rocinante sails across the sky, watching the Greek gods in battle, actually. Olympus is mentioned, Dionysus and Apollo battling it out with some nice space out music until the, well, how does the story go? Oh, I guess the pilot of the spacecraft feels like screaming out to stop, and the gods hear him, actually. Apollo was astonished. Dionysus thought he was mad, and they name him a god, the Cygnus, the god of balance, and whatever. The heart and mind unite in a single perfect sphere. All right, I'm Brad of the Bone, Alex Lifeson, Neil Peart, Geddy Lee, Rush, Hemispheres. Let's head on into the B-side right now here on Brad's Final.
Boy alone, so far from home, and this room. forest. There is trouble with the trees, for the maples want more sunlight and the oaks ignore their pleas.
Thank you.
Now there's a song for you, a track called La Ville Strangiato, an exercise in self-indulgent. Nice long instrumental there by Rush. I'm Brad of the Bone. And we're finishing up the B-side of Rush's sixth LP, Hemispheres. Starting out with Circumstances. Moving into the forest, the trees, actually called the trees, the forest. Finishing up with La Villa Strangiato, the instrumental. The trees, a very interesting song, talks about trouble with the maples and the oaks, being very grandiose and shading the maples, and the maples screaming, "We're being oppressed," and the oaks just say, "That's the way we are." And, oh, what happens in that song, according to the lyrics, they form a union, and it seems to be majority rule, or mob rule. They come out with their axes and hatchets and saws, and guess what? All the trees are now kept equal by hatchet, axe, and saw. How about that? That doesn't say much for socialism and oppression. But such is life. I don't know. I guess Rush was anti-socialist. Cool lyrics. What else? La Villa Strangiato. They perform that a lot in live shows. Lots of long instrumental tracks there. Pretty cool. Alrighty. Well, hope you enjoyed today's show. Brad of the Bone. We'll see you next time.